Blog Talk Radio. You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
Question, tell me how you feel about this.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, why don't you guys come here?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's not working. Now watch, as soon as I call him, I'll just... I don't like hearing it. Like when I dial, like look, I'll try to call myself again. Tell me if you hear anything. Now watch it work.
That's what happened last time when I came in.
Wait, did you click dial?
Do you hear anything?
No.
See, it's ringing on my phone, but I don't hear anything. I'm assuming something's wrong. Everything's like the way it should be.
Did you like plug anything in different?
Do you hear me?
No, I don't hear you at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Are you still on Skype?
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind. That's you.
I don't know. I don't either. And I tried like switching the thing. No, but what? Like, everything's on.
Maybe shut the board off. Was it on all
I refreshed
it. I turned it on all brand new this morning.
I refreshed this already. I don't know. Maybe should I close it and open it again?
Yeah, that might.
What, you think it's Skype then?
I think it's Blog Talk, because that happens sometimes, but like usually like when you try it like again or refresh it, it works.
Did you really, like, you know how sometimes you can close something or you can really like quit it? Did you really quit it just now? Or?
Yeah, I just closed it and reopened it. Because before I just refreshed it.
Gotcha.
I don't know why that was happening, because it was like a new thing. Like,
you're late now?
Yeah, no big deal. I think I talked to this guy already. Nothing?
No.
Still? Yeah, I don't know, and everything is the way it's supposed to be, right? Like, I'm not bugging. Okay. See, and then, see, it's just dialing, but even to get to my phone, it doesn't, like, get...
Did
so,
he
like,
pay the bill?
Yeah, he paid it for the whole month of December.
Yeah.
So, see, and then it's going to start ringing here, and then you still won't be able to hear it.
I mean, what's just, like, it's not something, like, right in front of our face, right?
It's ringing, right?
Now it's ringing.
Do you hear
like
a name
anything?
No.
You don't hear anything?
Is it like something...
But we don't change any of these of this stuff ever.
Well, wait, aren't they... Isn't like that from Verizon here or something?
Well,
does that have something to do with it?
Mm-hmm. But it's not the phone, it's the Blog Talk.
Doesn't that make sense?
That's why I hate Blog Talk, because it says it like randomly like will mess up sometimes, like...
I mean, like, did you plug it from the outlet or will that restart the whole thing?
I don't think that's...
How about, you want to restart the whole computer?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Do it before?
Tell me, I'm going to hear that though,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes
no sense. Do it again.
I didn't hear it though.
Yeah, so it definitely it has to be.
I think you should restart the whole computer. This should be the last move, and then after that we gotta do something else.
Okay. Well, this person was. Should I? Let me just tell Will. Hey, Will.
Yeah.
The 224 didn't go off yet because we're having issues with Blog Talk, so we're trying to figure it out right now.
All
right.
Then.
Okay.
Oh, what's that?
So bad. Yeah. All right, let's try again.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. You're listening live to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
Question. How you feel about this? R-E-S-P-3-3 Burn out what it means to me.
I'm just a girl.
I am a woman. Hear me roll.
And you're gonna hear me.
right, everyone. Good afternoon, and welcome back to another episode of Open Forum right here on WRNW1, the Women's Radio Network. And you guys know I am your host, Bridget Grayson. And as promised, guys, I have some special, special guests lined up for you this week because it's a special week. It's the week of New Year's, so another holiday right around the corner. So we're very excited for that. And, you know, to start off this week, we brought you guys some extra special guests all day, and we still have some more on the way. So I am joined by one right now. Her name is Jermaine Lang, and she is the owner of Jermaine's Bridal, and that's in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. So they have a lot of great stuff there for special occasions, so for weddings, for proms, pageants, evening gowns. So they have a lot of great stuff to offer. So we're very excited to have her here so we can hear a little bit about it. So without any further ado, I want to welcome her to our show today. Good afternoon, Jermaine. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. We're very happy to have you on the show today because we want to hear a little bit about yourself and about Jermaine's Bridal. So I mentioned a little bit about you guys and what you do, so why don't you elaborate on that for us, Jermaine, and tell us a little bit more about what you guys are all about over there.
All right, we're in business 30 years now, and part of the reason that we're in business is because we really do cater to the bride. We rarely ever have any what they call bridal problems, you know, where there's a bridal that's really unhappy or not cared for by us. That's our main thing, that we really do care about the bride. And even on our brochure, we have "the best thing about us is that we care." We also specialize in quinceañera and special occasion dresses for pageant, along with a gorgeous array of bridal. And we probably can get any dress there is throughout the industry. So along with that, we do offer in our store, we do have a website, but in our store, we offer wonderful alterations to all sizes, and we don't charge more because you might be a larger size. Mm-hmm. And we're, in comparison to other stores, ours are at least half for alterations and bustling and stuff for the bridal.
Nice. So definitely a lot to offer there for people. And, you know, they can pretty much find whatever they need because you guys can pretty much get a hold of anything for them, which is so very, very important and can definitely help out a lot of brides. And you guys just don't have that. As I mentioned, you guys have a lot of different stuff for special occasion. You have tuxes as well. And, you know, I checked out your website. You guys have a lot of great stuff going on. And I know one of the things that's mentioned on there and part of why you guys have such a great reputation is because you guys have a stress-free zone when it comes to wedding day attires and things like that. So you guys make it as stressless as possible for them, because that's a very big step for people and can be a very hectic time.
It's the biggest step for a girl that's dreaming, you know, for a lot of years of what's going to be taking place for her wedding. It's or for, you know, even for pageants and everything, they have big dreams and they should be accommodated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And you guys do a lot of that by accommodating them. But when it comes to the service that you guys offer, what are some ways that you guys go about doing that and making it as easy for them as possible, Jermaine?
Well, we have special rooms where we offer more than one guest to come with them to view a gown that they may choose for their occasion. And the few of the manufacturers will do three lengths. So if you wanted the same dress in a short length, you could have it, or the long length, or the mm-hmm. T length. Up to 75 colors some of them come in. Mothers we specialize in, and especially some of the mothers' dresses that are seen are usually old for the type of lady that is now the mother. And mm-hmm. we try to do a sophisticated, young look with all the different lengths also.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So you definitely help them out in so many ways and make the dress fit them and fit their style and what they would want it to be also.
Right. We'll add sleeves. We'll change the whole bottom of a wedding dress. We'll tailor it to them. Mm-hmm. For instance, we just did one dress, and it was $100 extra to absolutely change the complete bottom of a dress into a pickup, which was a long A-line instead, or change, put sleeves on, take sleeves off, all different mm-hmm. things that we do.
Nice, nice. You know, and it's really wonderful to hear that you guys are going that extra step, taking that extra, milestone to really help people and accommodate them, especially on such a big day. So, Jermaine, I want to ask, because I know this is definitely something that's not an easy field to be in. It can be very hectic and crazy sometimes dealing with weddings and brides and all these special events because you guys are really helping to make someone's day. So it's very important what you guys do. So what really led you down this path to getting involved in this type of work to begin with?
I used to help friends and relatives purchase different kinds of clothing and always was called on because of what I was wearing, and I was a nurse and decided that that might be more my passion. Mm-hmm. I was in oncology for some years, and that gets to be very hurtful side of nursing, and that's when I decided to go into apparel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this yes. is something that you kind of switched careers and changed along the throughout the year.
Right.
So now,
right.
Jermaine, was that a difficult transition for you switching over?
No, it's just helping people in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I miss some of the help in the medical field and stuff, but to the point of just to give you an example, if the bride starts crying. Or a mother in a room when she's found her dress, I have to walk out. And so for 30 years, I'm still that emotional and caring about what goes on in their occasion. So
I love
even
that.
Some
I
of
love
my,
to hear things like
yeah,
that. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know what, it's wonderful to hear, and you're so right about that. You're still helping people just in a different way, and it's great that you're so passionate about what you do, and that's what it's all about, finding something that you really love that can really make you happy, and just seeing them happy is something that makes you happy. So now, Jermaine,
yes.
I know also another difficult part to what you do is you're a business owner, so that's definitely not easy. So for our listeners out there who might want to, you know, go follow in your footsteps and pursue a career in owning their own business, be an entrepreneur, what would be some words of advice or words of wisdom you can share with them today?
I've had some problems in not letting go. I think when you start a business, you think you have to be in control of every situation, everything that goes on with the business. And in fact, you spread yourself too thin. And my best advice would not be to spread yourself that thin, because then nothing is as perfect as you want it. You do mm-hmm. need to delegate.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's a common problem that a lot of business owners have and that they've told me about is, you know, finding the time to juggle everything. And sometimes, as you said, you spread yourself too thin. But you can find people
mm-hmm.
that can really help you, that are experts in those areas that maybe you're not so good in. Or if you do need some help, it's okay to ask for some help sometimes as well. So definitely not putting too much pressure on yourself is very, very important.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. that's the one thing. And, to, you know, there's all ways nowadays to get help. I started on my own buying, and one of the times that I, when I was really interested in doing this, a store was going out of business, and so I bought all the fixtures, which were gorgeous old fixtures, and they were like $20 to $75, say. And, you know, for all the whole store that I started initially, I think it wasn't even $300. So you could start on a small scale, and there's so much help for women nowadays. I wish mm-hmm. I could have at that time taken advantage of, but I didn't, you know, realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, definitely there's a lot of ways to find help out there. And Jermaine,
mm-hmm.
we thank you
mm-hmm.
so much for just being on our show today, because you're doing a great job and sharing your expertise with us. It's always a pleasure to have people, especially women such as yourself, who are doing amazing things out there. So thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. You're welcome.
And good luck to everybody out there with their new pursuing of a business or even their special occasion.
Yeah, definitely. And good luck to you in the future as well, Jermaine. And to our listeners, guys, I want to remind you all that this is Jermaine Lang, owner of Jermaine's Bridal in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. So, guys, they have a lot of stuff to offer. As you heard her say, they really cater to their clients and make sure that you guys have the best day possible. So So if you want to find out more information, you can do that by visiting their website, and that's www.germainesbridal.com. That's GermainesBridal. So germainesbridal.com. You can visit that website, and you can find out more information that way. All right, guys? So we do have to take a break, but we'll be right back with our next guest. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for more Open Forum coming up right here on WRNW1.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today, stars.
Thank you.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today, tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. Women's Radio Network.
You're listening live to WRNW. You're listening to WRNW. Women's Radio Network.
Question, tell me how you feel about this. R-E-S-P-C-T, find out what it means to me.
I'm just a girl.
I am a woman, hear me roar.
And you're gonna hear me roar.
I am woman.
I need a name of a reputation.
This is a new generation.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Open Forum right here on WRNW1. As you guys know, I am your host, Bridget Grayson, and I am excited because I am joined by another special guest. You guys know that I love bringing you the most fantastic, inspiring professional people from all over the world doing some great things out there in their fields and in their lines of work. And I have one here with me right now, and I'm very, very excited that he was able to join us on the show this afternoon. His name is Thomas Henning, and he is the owner of Platinum Realty, and that's located in Nashville, Tennessee. So I know there's a lot of you that look forward to hearing from people such as himself who are involved in the real estate industry because they are doing a lot of stuff out there to help people. So without any further ado, I want to welcome Thomas to our show today. Good afternoon, Thomas. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. We're very excited and happy to have you here today because we want to hear all about yourself and about Platinum Realty. So since you're the owner over there, Thomas, why don't you tell us a little bit about you guys and what you offer for people as far as real estate is concerned?
Well, I tell you, it's a good day and a good time to be in real estate. As you well know, that the real estate market sort of bottomed out in 2008. And since that time frame, we've gone through some ups and downs in the real estate world.
Mm-hmm.
But today, it is a fast pace. You have to stay up to speed on things that's taking place. Nashville being one of the hottest cities in the United States that I think is growing fast. And you have to be up to par with everything that's going on. So we are excited about what is happening here in Nashville. We're excited about what is going on in the real estate market. And we are here to provide the type of service that our customers need to meet their goals and their objectives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something that's really great about you guys, and you're out there helping a lot of people. So, Thomas, you guys work predominantly in residential, is that right?
Absolutely. We do residential. We do commercial as well and in certain places because we have a lot of investors that comes in and they're looking at basically everything. In fact, they're just swamping the Nashville, the metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, we work with residential properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So now when it comes to this, you know, anything in the real estate, in my opinion, Thomas, is a very, very big step for people and can be very crazy for them. So when you're working with these people, tell us a little bit about the process or maybe the approach that you take, especially working with first-time home buyers, because that can be something that is a very scary thing for people to go through.
Absolutely. You know, purchasing a home is one of the most expensive investment that you will ever make because it's something that should be permanent for several years, up to at least 15 years at least, or longer if you find the right place. And of course, location is the key phrase that we always use in real estate. But there are a lot of programs that are available for first-time home buyers. And they have to have, they want to get a real estate expert that is familiar, number one, with the ongoing changing programs, excuse me, that occurs on a frequent basis. And what that means is you can get into a home as little as $1,000 or less, depends on the type of category that you would fall into for its purchase in the home. But first-time home buyers, it's an ideal situation for them to now look at purchasing a home. And it's a good time to start doing that because, as we've been hearing on the radio and all over the news media, that the home buying industry, the interest rate, they're looking at increasing that. So it would be a good and smart move to start looking at doing that investment the first part of the year, because we want to get the home for the best that your money can buy at the lowest interest rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's
definitely
one of the things that we do here. Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that we do here at Platinum Realty. We try to educate our buyers to what's on the market, how it will affect them. And we walk them through the entire process from the inception of walking through the doors. We line their profile up with a mortgage company that will best suit them based on what we have obtained. We even assist them in correcting and clearing up some of the things on their credit report, which goes a little bit above and beyond the normal realtor or real estate agent's duty.
Mm-hmm.
But
we at Platinum Realty,
we don't mind going that extra mile for our clients.
Yeah, and you know what? That's so great that you guys do that and you go that extra mile. And it's so important to have that knowledge and that education. And I'm glad that you guys put such emphasis on that, because that's the only way that you're actually going to not only grow yourselves but help your clients grow as well, as by educating them. So now, Thomas, how did you first get started in the real estate industry? Was there something that led you down this path initially? Hello, Thomas? Hello? Hello? Hello, Thomas? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I need you. Go ahead.
Not,
I hear you
now. Not a problem. So I was just asking what really led you down this path of getting involved in real estate in the first place.
Well, I tell you, that's a very interesting question. You know, I've been in the military. Now, in fact, I'm a retiree from the military after 25 years. And my very first home that I bought was, it was quite an experience that I'll never forget. And mm-hmm. after that experience, it came to me that far in advance that, hey, I want to do something that I felt that the client would feel comfortable with working with the person, and they would be willing to trust you, whereby they wouldn't mind buying a house. I had a horrific experience. I don't even know the agent's name, but they were mainly interested in getting a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike what we do here at Platinum Realty, we all want to earn our money, but the most important thing that we have discovered here is to put our customers first. Once I satisfy my customers, I'm not worried about referrals. I'm not worried about the things that they will say afterwards, because I'm going to give them that 110%.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I love hearing things like that. And, you know, you're so right about that, though. It should be really because it's something that you enjoy to do and not just for a paycheck, because then you're not going to be doing the best work that you can do. And it should definitely be to really help the clients in the best way. And you're someone who definitely does that, Thomas. So it's really amazing to see. So for any of our listeners out there who might want to get involved in the real estate industry, what would be some words of advice that you can share with them today?
Well, I would say that they definitely want to find someone that is that enjoy doing what they're doing and know what they're doing. That's very important. because this is a tough business. It can get you into a lot of trouble if you don't know what you're doing. But find some. It's not the size of the fight in the dog, but the size of the dog. If you reverse that, it's not the size of the dog that has the fight, but it's the fight that's in the dog. So a smaller company, a person with knowledge about the changing environment, the changing trends of real estate, that's the person that you want to be with, someone that you can trust, someone that has integrity, someone that shares the same beliefs that you believe in, and someone that trusts in God, because everything that we do, we have to put the Lord first. That's that's one of the key principles of Platinum Realty. It's based on biblical principle as a guide to operate, grow, and set standards for our operations.
Wow, and you know, that's something that truly makes you guys unique and stand out, seeing as how you're faith-based. A lot of people, it's really hard to find honest people in the real estate industry. So you guys definitely have that down, and you really are out there to help your clients. So Thomas, we thank you so much for just being a part of our show today and sharing all this with us here in open forum. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much, and everyone have a blessed day.
Oh, and same to you, Thomas. And to our listeners, I want to remind you all that this is Thomas Henning. He is the owner of Platinum Realty in Nashville, Tennessee. So, guys, if you're in the area, if you're interested in finding more about them, you can do that by simply sending them an email. His email address is th3823@gmail.com. So, again, that's th3823@gmail.com. So you can email him there and find out more information that way. So we do have to take a break, but don't worry, we'll be right back with our next guest after these messages. Stay tuned for more Open Forum coming up right here on WRNW1.
Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars. We'll be right back. Women's Radio Network, empowering women of today to become tomorrow's superstars.